Hello, this session is about item response theory, specifically mock and scaling. This session introduces more material with which I'm quite sure you're unfamiliar, and this is also not easy material to grasp. But again, I just want to expose you to this method and for you to be able to understand what item response theory is, what it does, and how useful it can be. Everything that we've looked at so far in terms of statistics and analysis has been based on classical test theory, but item response theory is a theory that sits on its own. And what I want you to do here from the articulate PowerPoint presentation and from a very good YouTube link that I've provided you with is really to understand the basis of item response theory and how it looks at how items are scored. So specifically here, I want you to be able to understand the concept of difficulty in items. In other words, item response theory makes the assumption that not all items are equally likely to be scored by someone, unlike, for example, in classical test theory or specifically factor analysis that we looked at in the last session. There, difficulty of items is not assumed. It's assumed that all items can be scored equally, and it's also assumed that when you add up the scores on the items, that the score means something, but you cannot actually relate it to specific items. In item response theory, a total score on a set of items actually tells you which items have been scored. I hope this will become clear in the articulate PowerPoint presentation and in the YouTube link. There's plenty of other material available on the web, not specifically on mock and scaling, but on item response theory generally that you can look at. And the self-directed learning and the group and individual exercises will be aimed towards helping you to explore this and understand it further.